This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So it's a lot of college basketball today, understandable, right? We're college hoops heavy, not necessarily breaking down Colorado State and Memphis as it's going on, but just kind of the big picture of college hoops. So because this is such a big tourney day and it's so fun, I wanted to ask you guys, go back down memory lane a little bit. 800-636-1067. Be interested to see kind of cross generations. I want your favorite tournament upset of all time. The first one that jumps into your mind, the first one you think of, right? It could be, you know, it could be your first one that you experienced, could be your favorite one, just something that jumps out at you over the years. Because at the end of the day, the fact that even the overdogs, even the great teams, still face this one and done terrifying thing,
yeah,
where anybody, anytime, anywhere can get you. Right? I mean, it's a time-honored thing. The mid-major that nobody's heard of, that everyone falls in love with. The Florida Gulf Coast beat Notre Dame. Georgetown, rather. Right? Weber State beating North Carolina in 1999. I mean, there's a million and one of these things. So which one for you stands out? Locally, I'd imagine we have some George Mason alums.
Oh, big time.
Them beating
Mason.
UConn. That could be your favorite run. We'll go into that, too, a little bit as well. Just some of your favorite memories from the tournament. But give me your favorite upset of all time. Tobe, start with you. Give me your one seed.
So I'm not going to say this because I don't want to be petty, Danny. I don't want to do it. I'm a hokey guy. So I'm definitely not going to mention UVA going down in the first round as a one seed. I'm not going to mention that.
Don't mention that.
I won't mention it. I will mention my favorite one was in 2015. I remember I was still in high school at the time. We had a little computer lab like you were talking about yesterday.
Sure, yeah.
It was after school, though, so we were sneaking away to watch some college hoops. And Georgia State gets the ball. They're down by two, and R.J. Hunter knocks one down from like two steps behind the three-point line. His dad was hobbled with something on his leg. I can't remember what he was dealing with, some injury. He falls off his stool, and they end up beating Baylor by one, 57
wow.
to 56. One of my favorite tournament games of all time.
So this one's cheating a little bit, okay? Because it's not as big an upset as maybe some of these other games over the years. Quick shout-out, though, by the way, to the Richmond Spiders. From
yeah.
back in the day, the first 15 seed to down a 2 seed when they beat Syracuse. And that was at the time that little Fanny Mouye, little teeny tiny Randy Douye, who had just gone from bowl cut to flat top. It was a big year for me. Bowl cut to flat top, a transition.
When are we going back to that?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of do it now. I mean, it's like a little bit of a fade. I don't really know what to say to the barber. But this is one of those deals where my mom, back in the day, used to use an actual bowl. And finally, like, it was bad enough that my dad's like, you can't touch that child's hair anymore. So, like, you know, you just kind of get it trimmed. And I had this, like, long hair. And finally, I was like, enough of this. It looks stupid. And I went to Hair Quarters in McLean.
Okay.
Shout out to Ken, who ran that spot. And then I want something different. And he's like, well, boys are coming in here. Let them get flat tops. My neighbor and best buddy at the time, Casey Kite, he had a flat top. I said, okay, give me what Casey gets. So they you take off all of it on the sides, a little bit on the top, get your little pomade, spike that son of a gun, and you go. That's what I was doing, right? That's when Richmond beat Syracuse, and I hated Syracuse at that point because they were a rival to Georgetown. And to me, if you were against Georgetown, you were against me. I loved Georgetown at that point. They'd given me so many great memories. So that's the first one, the shout-out. The upset that did the most for me, and I didn't know that I had any plans on going there. It wasn't on my radar at all. But you're growing up in the D.C. area, you know Georgetown. you know, Maryland. And there was kind of that dividing line, like, who are you in favor? Because both programs were elite. They were excellent. Georgetown had just finished their run of national championships. Maryland had been so good for so long, but knocking on the door in the ACC, couldn't break through at that point because Carolina was always great. Duke was always great. And, you know, somebody else would jump up and be really good. Well, there are other schools in the D.C. area. Before George Mason was George Mason, right? Before American University, had some success, I'd never really heard of this school. The George Washington University, Tobes.
Okay.
This was foreshadowing. They were 12 seed. Be honest with you, they probably shouldn't have been in the tournament that year. They'd had some injuries and weren't particularly good. They lost in the first round of the A-10 conference tournament. They finished second in the regular season with Coach Mike Jarvis and company. And that was good enough to put them into the NCAA tournament as an at-large team. This New Mexico team they played in the first round as a 5 seed was really, really good. GW, kind of walking wounded, nobody's really sure how good they were going to be in this tournament, was awesome. They beat New Mexico by 14 points. And so I'm sitting there going, well, I've never heard of this school before, really. I think you obviously heard the name, but like I didn't have much cause to go to Foggy Bottom at that point in my life. You're driven by the State Department a million times over, but you didn't know that there was a school right there
in
Foggy Bottom. Well, it didn't have any cachet, didn't really have any juice. It was a lot of international students at that point. You didn't really know much about it. They win that game, and you're going, wait, where are they from? Oh, my God, that's 2 miles from where I go to high school. How cool is that? And so then I began to kind of follow that team. I'd certainly, this is pre-internet, so now I'm going back and scrambling on microfiche in the library during my free period, finding articles about Vaughn Jones and Dirk Searles and Yinka Dare, rest in peace, 7-footer. They were a really good basketball team that kind of got put together. They won their first round game against New Mexico. They beat Southern, another team that had pulled an upset in their first round. So they had beaten a 5 seed and a 13 seed, and they had to face a number 1 seed. Michigan Wolverines.
Ooh.
You might remember some of those players on that roster.
Yeah.
You might remember a Chris Webber. You might remember a Jalen Rose, a Jimmy King, mm-hmm. a Ray Jackson. You might remember Juwan Howard. All sophomores at this point, right? So they'd come off getting to the national final in their freshman year, and they were right back at it in the sophomore year of that Fab Five that, again, we're now growing in experience. And they were so good. I'm telling you guys, it sounds like the old man who coulda, woulda, shoulda, right? You've heard it before. GW had them on the ropes. They were reeling. It was a tight game throughout. Michigan pulled away. Maybe the better team. Not saying they weren't. But that day, little GW put themselves on the map. They were fighting tooth and nail with a Michigan Wolverines team that, of course, would go to the national final. We know the story. So on and so forth.
Timeout, what?
I think that was timeout year. But GW upsetting New Mexico kind of put them on the map for me and I think a lot of people. Their enrollment went up after that. The applications went up. It kind of started this thing where the school went from and also ran kind of like if you didn't get – like literally their application process used to be, you wanted to live in D.C., you applied to Georgetown, you didn't get in. Well, let's try AU and GW. That's literally what the clientele was.
Yeah.
And that sort of changed things. They had their own identity after that. And it got to be the point that it was almost routine for them to be a top 25 – caliber team with Shante Rogers in years after and Alexander Kuhl and Yegor Masharikov and Mike King. It was a blast how good they were for a handful of seasons. They haven't really got back to that level of success since. But pretty incredible that game. So that's my favorite tournament upset. What's yours? 800-636-1067. Let's start line one old-fashioned way. Doug in Virginia, what's your one seed of tourney upsets?
Oh, I didn't realize you were asking for a one seed. I was going to say UMBC versus UVA a couple of years ago. Not just because I'm a UVA hater, but because it was pure basketball.
Yeah.
It was pure basketball back in the day when a great reminder that anything can happen. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, buddy.
And the crazy part about that one is UMBC didn't just squeak by. They dominated that game.
Dude, they
won
rolled
by 20.
Yeah, they were the better team. And it wasn't like one of those fluky things because they got hot from three or They were better the whole time.
Well, and also that one set up an incredible storyline where the next year Tony Bennett gets his team rolling. They win the national championship the following
year. With the same group, basically.
It's just so crazy to see what happened. But they were always prone to that under Tony Bennett, right? Because they didn't score a lot of points. But if they could, you know, if a team could stick around a little bit, it was always a close game with them. And it was just crazy to see UMBC that day just be the better team by far over UVA.
And I remember the scalding takes, and I offered one. The following day, I think we may have been doing the show from here. I said some things that, thank goodness, those tapes weren't available the following season.
Yeah.
But I said, this is the point. This is a double-edged sword. It's how you compete in the ACC every night. Now, this is, Toby, this is time before time. The ACC is what was known as good at basketball.
Okay. Sure.
So it's a little different than now.
So not like Clemson this year or Louisville?
No, or like pretty much anybody, actually, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe Duke. Maybe Duke.
Well, Duke's really good. I think they have a great chance to win the Natty. But you see the point of the Duke story. It used to be up and down. It was a war.
Yeah.
The ACC every night. There were no off nights. There was no place you could go that wasn't going to be electric. Everyone from Maryland to NC State to Florida State had teams over the years. I mean, you know, UVA was awesome and like couldn't do better than seventh for a handful of seasons with guys like Curtis Staples and Harold Dean and Junior Burrow and Norman Nolan. I mean, I could go all day. So, yeah, that's when it was great. And UVA, if you wanted to compete, you kind of had to do something. You had to do a gimmick. You had to do something different.
Yeah.
You can't try to out-Duke Duke. You can't try to out-UNC UNC. So they did something kind of the opposite. You played this pack line four, walk it up, pace type deal, or slow pace type deal, meaning that a team couldn't blow you out, but everybody was going to be in the game against you. And that was always the risk that you ran. Let's go to line two, Ruben in VA, who I believe is for Scuba. Ruben, your favorite tournament upset.
Hey, guys, great show.
Thank you
for your time. My greatest upset was George Mason in 06. That was my freshman year at Mason. I know they were 11th seed.
Oh,
they might have, I believe they cracked the top 25 that year. And they played Michigan State first, took them out, played UNC, which was my college basketball team growing up. Mm-hmm. They beat them, then Wichita State, and then number one ranked Connecticut in the Elite Eight. Got to the Final Four and lost to Florida after a tough game. And it was, I know when I first started, it was a commuter school, and that's the main reason I, you know, because I'm local to that area. So, but after that tournament run, that Cinderella story, it blew up tenfold, exponentially. It's crazy now what difference it made. But thank you for your time.
No, thank you, brother. Yeah, I can't imagine being a freshman.
I mean, just incredible. You're like, is this how it always is?
Yeah, you know,
like,
I didn't know.
This is going to be awesome. Yeah, I mean, not to make you feel old, Danny, but I was, I've been eight at the time when they went on their run.
That's fun. That's really neat.
Not to try to make you feel old, but
no,
I don't really remember the details of the run, but I remember local news and everything, Jim Larrañaga, the celebrity, everything. It was such a fun run. I didn't fully understand everything at the time like I do now, but, yeah, it was an awesome run. I don't remember it distinctly, but I remember the bits and pieces of it, and I loved it too.
They beat the bluest of the Blue Bloods, dude. If they'd somehow matched up and beaten Duke, that would have been kind of the who's who. But Michigan State, basketball royalty. North Carolina, basketball royalty. Connecticut, as good as any program. They probably don't get enough credit for how good they've been, to be honest with you. The number one overall seed, I think, in the tournament that year. Wichita State, who was pretty terrific, kind of started their run of being one of those, kind of like the new Gonzaga, that mid-major that always was nasty. But they couldn't lose. It was stunning, in fact, when Florida finally, you know, the glass slipper didn't fit anymore. Right, because that Florida team was excellent. They were great, and Mason couldn't really run with them. And you go, oh, yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like when George Mason, with all due respect to those guys, plays a top-seeded team. It ain't supposed to look like 86-84 against UConn, but that run was amazing. The whole area was beyond a buzz with it. People were so overjoyed. It was so fun. Let's go to line three. T-Bone in Sterling, your best upset, your favorite upset.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Danny. How are you doing?
Good, pal.
First off, I'm a GW alum. I didn't realize you were in the Hall of Fame. I now put you on a pedestal, my good man.
Oh, thank you for taking the prompt to bring that up unsolicited. Your $5 Venmo is in the mail.
Thank you. Also, the George Mason run, GW was ranked fourth at one point by USA. Made the tournament, probably the best team they ever had. They lost in the second round to Duke because they could make the shot. But
Pops was hurt, hurt their seating, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite Cinderella, I think probably the best, is the 1983 NC State overcame the Houston Cougars. which lovingly were known as Phi Slamma-Jamma back in that year. Clyde Drexler, Akeem Olajuwon. It was a 54-52 upset. NC State was ranked 6. Houston ranked 1 or seeded. Sidney Lowe, Derek Wittenberg were dropping three-pointers 12, 15 feet beyond the arc. And then the last shot, Sidney Lowe came up short to the rim. Lorenzo yep. Charles got the rebound, slammed it for the win. Then you got Dick Jim Valvano running yep. all over the court trying to find someone to hug. I mean,
no one knew what to do.
Yeah, that was just an amazing Cinderella win. I think
it was phenomenal. Yeah, trip memory lane there. It's one of the first sports memories I had. I didn't understand the magnitude of it, but in retrospect, of course, you know that how big a deal Clyde Drexler was, how big a deal Akeem was, et cetera. That NC State team wasn't good for most of the year. They ended up having, I think it was Sidney Lowe who was hurt, then ended up coming back, but they played that starting five the whole time. Thurl Bailey and Derek Wittenberg were so terrific in that game and on that run. But, yeah, that was kind of your original gangster. My favorite is, so the dunk happens. Yeah, I know you've seen the highlight, Tobes, a million
yes.
times. So the dunk happens, and this is before they would stop the clock on a made basket in the last minute or whatever. And so he dunks it, and it's 2-1, game's over, and everybody's kind of looking around. No one knows what to do. You just won the natty, dude. It's a celebration. But, yeah, that was super fun.
I mean, he brings up NC State. How about NC State last year? Remember, they had to go
that's
on the
right.
run in the ACC tournament. You get a guy like
that's
DJ
right.
Burns, and that's why we love March Madness.
That's right.
DJ Burns isn't playing in the NBA. I think he's playing somewhere in Europe or something.
Yeah.
But he's someone that everyone's going to love for a long time. He's such a lovable guy,
that
fun to watch.
That team went to the Final Four last year.
Went to the Final Four.
The parallels wrote themselves.
They had to win the ACC tournament, and they did it, and then they went to the Final Four. Just insane.
That is nuts.